White. Battle Creek, Michigan, October 22, 1860. Dear husband, as there is a box going to you, thought I would pen a few lines. My health is improving. The children are well and obedient. We shall keep help if we can get it for a few weeks. Help is scarce. The little nameless one is fat and rugged and very quiet, has not had a cold yet. Brother Frisbee has moved back to the creek and rented the Towser house. I am troubled with the neuralgia in my jaws. For a few days past, I have realized the mercy and goodness of God in sparing my life. I feel like devoting myself unreservedly to God. We have had some melting, earnest seasons of prayer for an earnest of our acceptance with God. I have deep feeling for our children, and we have had good freedom in praying for you. We believe the Lord will sustain you and give you of His free spirit. October 24th. I must send this today. I am getting along as fast as can be expected. Have had no pullbacks yet. Come up very slow. The baby is 5 weeks old tomorrow, a fat, hearty fellow. He takes so much nursing, I am very hungry most of the time. Appetite good. The children are all well. No ague. I received a letter from Brother Abby's family yesterday. All well. Sister Abby writes very affectionately. Lucinda is well, and they were all overjoyed to see her at home. Father and Mother Harmon would go into Thomas Mead's house immediately if they could get it for 50 cents a week until a tenant is found that will occupy it. What do you think? Write and tell me. I thought it might be well for them to get by themselves if possible. They have said nothing to me about the matter yet. Brother Benedict's family are settled. They pay 50 cents this winter and 75 in the summer. They have rented their place. Sister Frisbee is soon to have an addition to her family. There seems to be a general increase in the families of ministers. Brother and Sister Benedict spent Monday evening with me. It was a pleasant interview. Next week shall get Brother Kellogg's horse and get Stephen to give me a ride. He can help me in and out of the wagon better than anyone. I think it would strengthen me much to ride out and take the air. We have just weighed the yet nameless one. He weighs 12 pounds and a half. Good weight. The children are doing well, are quite steady. Are not perfect. This we do not expect of children. We have received letters and names from Noah Lunt of Portland. Brother Foy has written to know if you are to employ John in the office after his 2 years are up. George was in this morning and says they have been looking for a line from you for some days. All those books concerning Uriah and Harriet are yet in the office. He wishes to know whom to send them to. And he says there are other things you promised to direct about. I have just sent Edson in to Grandpa to get measured for a pair of boots. I do not feel willing for him to go with poor boots and shoes and get a cough on him. It looks like a long, long time before you return home. But we know you will feel as anxious to get home as we are to have you. We pray for you and believe that the Lord will prosper you on your journey. If you would write what times you would be at different places, I should like it, because I can then sometimes send 2 letters to a place. Write me often. I am anxious to hear from you. Yours affectionately,